Well, he told me that. I'll crush my face years ago. I remember John Ritchie as tough guy. Now he listens to a couple minutes of Spencer Strider and says, let's not hit anybody. All right. All right.
Now you think that's what makes you a tough guy.
You've been hanging around.
Yeah.
You've been hanging
good
around
point,
Seltzer
John.
Way too long.
Yeah. Go we're more evolved. That's the point.
No. You have...
Yeah, all right, that's literally it. Neanderthal versus non.
Where do you stand on this? What should happen? And what do you make of what has happened already? By the way, it was a really good win. And Ranger's amazing.
I'll say.
He really, and they got a pitching overflow. I've never seen this much pitching. Because it goes down to the minor leagues. I mean, it can go seven or eight guys deep. It's ridiculous. I'm talking starters. 215-592-9494. Let's get to Ryan kicking us off in Hatboro. Ryan, good morning.
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Good, buddy.
I think it's simple tonight. I think you're thinking based on reaction. I'm thinking about winning the game. I'm not going to risk Zach Wheeler, my best pitcher, probably the best pitcher in baseball, to get thrown out of a game to hit Acuna. What I will tell you is if I go up four or five runs tonight, you better damn well that I'm hitting them. But I'm not risking. At the end of the game, I'm trying to sweep the Braves and put them double digits out in the NL East. And I think that's where the Phillies' mind needs.
Well, you know what would be Ryan. You know what'll be interesting is whether there's a warning before the game or not, because that could that could dictate strategy.
Right. If that happens, you really want to throw it.
Well, here's my answer.
I'm sure there will be. These days, they overdo the warnings.
So, Ryan, absolutely. Here's my answer. If there's a warning before the game, then no, I would not advise Wheeler to throw early. But I would advise someone as you get deeper into the game. To do the
100%.
Job, yeah,
100%. I think you, but I think at the beginning you think about, do you really want to lose Zach Wheeler too? To be honest, Joe, I don't take what you and Rhea are saying as like Spencer Strider. I think he answered the question. I don't think he was being like a pompous.
Well, here's the problem, Ryan. Let me play one piece of audio because look, there's no question Strider had moments last night where he stood there stone faced, answered questions as you would want to hear them. Meaning, I did not intend to hit him and stuff of that nature, and have some reverence for Bryce. But he also had one answer that I found, I'll use the word flippant and sarcastic, and this did not work for me. Tell me what your reaction is, Ryan, when you hear this lesson.
I love pitching here. I mean, where else do they chant your name and ask you how your family's doing? I mean, they seem very interested in my well-being, and I appreciate that. I feel like this is a home ballpark, honestly, at this point. I've pitched here so many times, and I enjoy it.
So, Ryan, that sarcasm doesn't work for me. Your reaction?
That sarcasm, to me, has nothing to do with Bryce Harper getting
hit. Yeah, I don't get it.
How many times have you heard players come in here and say, oh, I love the crowd, I love pitching in here? We're looking too deep into this. Look, do I agree to? I don't think he intentionally did it. Did he try to brush him off on the side? Yes. Did he get hit? Yes. Is there an opportunity for retaliation? Yes. Is tonight the night with Zach Wheeler on the mound with the chance to take another game in the Braves series? No.
Let me ask you this: What if it's 8-2 in the seventh inning?
I'm 100% fine.
Okay, I'm just trying to understand. You're saying
he's got a sliding scale, Joe.
Yeah, you're saying
I'm with him.
You're saying no, I'm with him too, Ryan. I actually agree with you. You're saying hit someone when it's the right moment, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and I'm bringing in somebody that I'm not risking.
Correct.
That I care about if they suspend. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
It's been soft. Like, so I'm bringing in my worst reliever, whoever the hell that is, and I don't know if I'm taking.
I wish you were the worst.
Yeah, I know.
Rhea.
I know.
I'm taking off Ozuna. I think I don't know if I'm taking Acuna off.
All right.
He doesn't do anything.
All right, Ryan. Interesting phone call.
I had that conversation. So the minute it happened, I'm watching. Clark kind of wandered in the room. And I said, well, they have to. And he goes, well, how do you pick who it is? I go, well, you go after their best player.
Yeah.
I said, but we're going to wait a couple innings because Rangers pitching well.
Yeah, here's what makes tonight interesting. You may remember, you may not. 2021, Wheeler gives up a homer to Acuna. It is like middle-ish of the game. And it turned out to be the last time that Wheeler faced him that night. And you may remember that Acuna really pimped it big. I mean, really hard. Really hard. This is a game down in Atlanta. And I remember, John, you might remember this. I was really cheesed that no one threw at Acuna or anybody Brave. And Wheeler didn't have a chance to get Acuna because he was taken out. And I remember at the time saying,
it was a slow home run trot.
It was a long look and slow trot. But it was really what he did in the box before he got running.
Okay.
And it was, you know, now look, there's a lot of guys that do that now. This was 5 years ago. This was like earlier stage of that sort of thing. And I remember at the time being really ticked about it and really disappointed in Joe Girardi and that Phillies team that no one did anything. And by the way, no one ever did anything Didn't do anything the next game. Didn't do anything the next game. Didn't do anything later in the season. Didn't do anything. And I thought it was bad. And I felt really bad for Wheeler because you could already tell at that stage he was one of the better Phillies. And I thought, man, they kind of let their pitcher get punked. So it'll be interesting knowing that Wheeler has that history. I guarantee you 5 years later, 4 years later, he still remembers it. It'll be interesting how he handles it because he could come out guns a-blazing first inning, or he could say, I'm going to try to wait for a spot fifth or sixth inning, or he could say, I'm Zach Wheeler, I am too important in the club, and let's hope that one of my seventh or eighth inning guys does the job and we're up six or down six. All strategies that could be on the table. I'll just be interested to see how he handles it early, given his history with that player in this team. We'll see. 215-592-9494. Your reaction. What do you make of it? To hit a Brave tonight or not? Are you disappointed the Phillies didn't get it done last night? More of what, but they got the game done. Don't get me wrong. Ranger was awesome. More of what Strider said. We'll get to that. Rob Thompson on Bryce Harper's condition after the game. That audio next as well. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie, it's 94 WIP.
Whether you are a weekend warrior or competing at a high level, you are an athlete with goals, and NovaCare Rehabilitation is always here for you. NovaCare's Select Sports Center of Excellence, they are specialty locations that are focused on the needs of athletes. So if you're injured, NovaCare will help you get back to playing your sport. They'll also help you prevent injuries from happening because NovaCare is going to prepare you to compete at your highest level of performance. At all Select Sports Center of Excellence, athletes are treated for their specific injury, training needs, and goals. Most importantly, you're going to get care by sports-specific physical therapists using advanced training and technology. For more than 30 years, NovaCare has long been the trusted Delaware Valley and South Jersey leader in physical therapy, hand therapy, and sports medicine. Select Sports Center of Excellence, just one more way, NovaCare is meeting your needs. To learn more about Select Sports Center of Excellence, go to NovaCare.com today. Excellence is earned. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.